Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So what do nanoparticles, infrared light, and melting tumors have in common? Well, her name is Angela Zhang. Most teenage girls spend their free time with their friends and figuring out how to outwit their parents, but Angela Zhang spends her time somewhat more productively. And based on some research and a nice scholarship award she won, she may have the possible cure for cancer. Angela, I want to welcome you to Healthy Talk.
Hello, thank you for that introduction. And I'd like to clarify, I do spend a lot of my time outwitting my parents, at least trying to,
Listen, you know, Angela, when I was researching all this about you, I saw you on a show or something. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, I just got to have her on. But I was like, I hope she does do some of the, you know, basic stuff teenage girls do. You know, we don't have a lot of time here. What exactly did you do to win this $100,000 scholarship?
So I guess in a nutshell, my project was I did research on this iron oxide gold nanoparticle. And so essentially what it does is it can be used for both cancer detection and cancer therapy. And I think you described it perfectly. The nanoparticle binds specifically to cancer cells, and then using infrared light or heat, you can heat up the nanoparticles and then burn the cancer cells and hopefully kill the cancer cells specifically. But I guess in addition to my research project, a lot of work and effort went into it, and I just can't say how thankful I am for winning that award and that scholarship.
That is awesome. I tell you what, it is very impressive. Don't shy away from that. What you did is amazing, and have, you know, that's awesome stuff. Let's go back to that though. Let's make sure the listeners understand this, right? So there's this particle, and we won't get into the details of it, right? There's this particle that essentially is able to recognize a cancer cell and bind to it. Is that correct? And then you can direct this heat source into it. Right. And at that point, that heat source can either open up the nanoparticle to release medicine or directly, kill the cancer cell. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. And so where did you even begin with this? I'm not even sure I know what to ask you, Angela. This is so awesome. So walk us through a little bit, you know, where did this start from? What was the inspiration for doing this, and how did you think about nanoparticles and heat sources? Where did it all come from?
I definitely think as a kid, I read a lot of Scientific American magazine, and I was just keeping up with all of the latest science innovations. And I remember thinking all the time, oh my God, this is the coolest thing in the world, every time I saw an innovation, especially with cancer research, because cancer research it affects so many people. Whether it's them specifically or the family members. And I also had family members who are affected by it, so I know how terrifying of an experience it could be. And so it was just so amazing to see all this research against, I guess, the war against cancer. And so when I was, like, around 14, I thought, well, I really want to do everything that I can to help join this war against cancer, to help contribute my effort. And so that's when I started looking up labs at a nearby university, and I asked them, I begged them, can I please come do something, contribute something? And so initially they were very hesitant. They're like, no, you can't come work in this lab, but maybe you can, like, read a couple of papers, come to seminars, just get the feel of the material that we're working on. And then that eventually transitioned into me being able to work in the lab and then work on this research. And so it's just, the past couple of years, the past 4 years have just been, I don't know, a whirlwind experience. It's still kind of overwhelming.
Let's back up. So let's make sure the listeners got this, because I think some of them are probably scratching their head right now going, what did she just say? You were 14 when you started reading a lot of these research papers, correct? That's kind of when you started, you were really interested in the science. You thought the way a research paper is constructed was pretty cool. Hypothesis, method, results. Is that kind of what caught your attention, and that's what really got it going for you, was just the way research was being conducted in general?
Yeah, and also I guess the magnitude, or the type of innovation that is happening in a lot of the research. I mean, a lot of the times, or I've said this many times, that a lot of the research that's happening in cancer right now is a lot cooler than science fiction, and so that just really appealed to me.
So where are you at right now? And well, actually, before I go there, let's do this. So we have this research. We got these nanoparticles. We got the cancer cells being detected. It does sound really sci-fi, by the way, doesn't it? You know, your heat source,
yeah.
You're killing the cancer cell. That's all cool. It really is. It's amazing research. It's so clear to me why you won this scholarship. And by the way, listeners, she won this in a field of other students that were all very deserving of this. So she's really at the top of truly what is, you know, the top and the best that we have in this country, and which is, it's an impressive thing that happened with you, Angela. But so where is it right now, though? You won the money. You're at Harvard, I think. Is that correct now?
Yes, I'm currently at Harvard right now. I'm actually talking to you from my dorm room.
awesome. I remember the dorm rooms. So where's the research at, though, right now? Is it on hold as you go through... You know, I guess you're studying to get a formal degree. I mean, where is it at? Did the pharmaceutical companies pick this up? I mean, what's going on?
So I'm actually working in a different lab here. And so this other lab that I'm working at is quite similar. It's also using imaging to classify and diagnose cancer tumors. But I wanted to venture into something new and something different, try to learn everything pick up all the tools and the skills to, I guess, come up with the best therapies and diagnosis and detection for cancer research.
So is that where you think your career is going to be now? What degree are you studying right now?
So we actually had to declare our major officially like a couple of weeks ago, and I declared biomedical engineering. But in terms of where I want my future to go, all I know is that I really love to learn, and I love to learn everything from the humanities to the math and sciences, but my only goal for the future is that I never stop learning, that I just absorb everything, and I can have that opportunity perpetually.
Now, how did your parents play a role in all this? Were they always very motivating factors for you, or were they behind all this research and reading you were doing as a 14-year-old?
My parents were very supportive, and this is kind of the cornerstone story that I tell when I talk about my parents and how supportive they were. I think the best way that they helped me, at least the best way that I can think of, was that my dad, especially, he always taught me how to approach problems and just break them down step by step, one by one. And this kind of started when I was a kid. I think I was maybe 7 or 9, and every Sunday he would take me out for ice cream. But before I could get the ice cream, he'd give me a puzzle, and it'd always be some ridiculously hard puzzle, and I would never be able to solve it. But he would walk me through it, breaking it down step by step, trying to help me work out the logic. And I think that ability, being able to take something completely unknown and something I'm terrified of, and being able to break it down step by step, is one of the best things my parents have taught me and helped support
me
with.
Awesome parents, and I know you appreciate them, and that's a good dad right there, Angela.
I know. I love
what a blessing
very much. I miss him.
Oh, that's okay. You can see him soon. I want you to also know you've inspired me to look throughout the country, because there's a lot of young scientists just like you who are doing some amazing things. So I'm gonna have a dedicated segment on my show where I'm going to bring on young, incredible students and scientists just like you. So I want to personally thank you for inspiring me to do that as well. Angela, good luck with your studies. Good luck at Harvard. Have some fun as well. And I want to thank you for coming on Healthy Talk, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. So that's a pretty amazing story overall. Angela Zhang and nanoparticles, infrared, and melting tumors. I don't know what else to say to all that. Pretty impressive. I definitely wasn't doing that at 14. So, wow. Keep it up, Angela. Great job. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.